Welcome to From the Outside In. I'm your host, Debbie Penzone. This episode was recorded on site at our brand new Charles Penzone Incorporated Innovation Office. In today's episode, you'll hear from Michelle, our Penzone recruiter and talent acquisition specialist, and Dustin, our shift coordinator at the Gahanna Salon and Spa. You'll get an inside look at what life is like at Penzone and what career opportunities await you. All right. Well, it is so nice to be here today with both of you to talk about your life at Penzone. Let's hear a little bit more about each of you. So Michelle, let's go ahead and start with you and tell us about, you know, what do you do here at Penzone and how long have you been with us?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Debbie. I really appreciate it. So my name is Michelle Nagy. I am the recruiter here at Penzone. I have been in this role since March of this year, and I've absolutely been loving it, kind of just taking off and running with it. The doors have been wide open for me, which has been so fun and incredible. Basically, my job as a recruiter, I am constantly looking for new talent, both for our artists as well as for all of our support staff. Basically, just trying to make sure that all of our candidates have a great, positive experience when they're interviewing with us, going into cosmetology schools and spreading a little bit more about, you know, our company and what we are up to. And then just kind of, you know, getting my new hires up and running, getting their orientations, making them feel really comfortable when they come into Penzone.
And did you ever imagine yourself, because I can't believe it's only been since March, because I look at all you've done and you've just blended in so beautifully. And did you ever think you would be in the beauty industry?
Not at all. I actually have a retail background and that's where I thought I was going to be taking off and going from. But in my retail experience, recruiting was always really my strong suit, you know, getting in that staff and getting them trained up and running and sticking with the company. And when this opportunity kind of came in front of me, I thought, you know, this is such an amazing company, so well known in the Columbus area. I had to go for it. So within my first couple of days, I had some great ideas and the floodgates just opened. They said, yeah, absolutely. Start an Instagram. Go for it. Try this. So it's been awesome. You know, no red tape, being able to kind of just go for anything that I wanted to try. And the results have been great. We've been bringing in some awesome, awesome new members to the team.
Yeah. And you have just totally opened up, I think, the doors, like you said, for new, fresh ideas. And in our industry, it's so important. You got to be on the cutting edge and you've got to be there before the trend even happens. So I know with me, I'm just so excited for everything you've done since March. And I can't wait to see what you bring on in the future. It's going to be pretty amazing. Is there any little story, just as an inside, to kind of for our listeners to get to know a little bit about you? Is there any kind of personal story about your life? Did you grow up here in Columbus?
I actually grew up in the suburbs of Chicago and I moved to Columbus about 7 years ago to attend Ohio State. My dad went there. I'd always grew up loving the Buckeyes and moved to Columbus, fully anticipated I'm going to move back to Chicago, get a marketing job, live in a high rise. That was going to be it.
That was a dream.
Huh? That was the dream. Yeah. And then, you know, rounding out my senior year of college, I couldn't imagine leaving.
Oh,
I just fell in love with Columbus. And I love that this city has so much heart to it. And the people from Columbus love Columbus so much. And I became one of those people. So I, you know, did what I had to do to stay. And, you know, every opportunity has kept me right here and definitely for a reason. And now I'm working for such a great company that is a pinnacle of the Columbus community. And I'm just so excited about it.
And you are a lifetime Buckeye.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Go Bucks. Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing a little bit of that, you know, insider story about your life. It's so nice to kind of get that personal side from you as well. So Dustin, you are a first-time podcaster as well. But I said right when I heard him do his little voice check, I'm like, wow. Listeners, when you hear his voice, he has a radio voice and a podcast voice. So Dustin, welcome. And why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do at Penzones and then how long you've been with us?
Yeah, well, good morning, Debbie. It's nice to be here. So I am currently I'm a shift coordinator at Penzone. I was a social host years prior, a GE before then. I've been with the company for about 4 years now. So I started in about, I think it was September, October of 2017. And then I've been here ever since. So right before the big changes, the rebranding, and the big moment. So I got to see all the exciting parts of it, like growing up and then all the like stuff that came out of it, which has been so fun and exciting.
And great to kind of hear, like, you know, share with our listeners a little bit of that career path, because I think that's so important, you know, just to share that, how you came in as a social GSR, guest service representative, is kind of like that entry level step. And then, you know, flowed through to that social host, which is that next level of responsibility and engagement with the community and the guest and the team. And then now the shift supervisor.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been so much fun. And I think with each level, it's been a whole new adventure, because I remember being a GSR and doing laundry and all these things, which I loved. I mean, I loved doing laundry and I loved doing the little things. And then when they gave me the opportunity for the social host, I mean, that is, I think, is the perfect job in this company, because you just get to connect with people on such a bigger level.
And you're such a people connector.
I love it.
You just have that spark when you talk to people, and remembering the little things that matter are so important when you're the social host. Like remembering, you remembered my drink, what I liked. And I love that. I got you, Debbie.
That's such an important part of it. Yeah. And I, you know, all the social hosts we have, they're all fantastic and they all do that too. And I love it. And then with the shift coordinator, I mean, I think that's just been a whole nother level of like, now I'm dealing with both, you know, the professional side and them and the guests and everything like that. And it's been a lot of fun and definitely a growing opportunity for sure.
And it's been so great that you've been here building that foundation, because now I know we just talked about a little bit ago, you're at the Gahanna New Albany Penn Zone, and we just had the steel put up for the new salon that's coming. So you are ready for that. You've been waiting a couple years now.
Yes,
and you're ready to roll.
I told him, I was like, I've been waiting for this and I need to see it, and I need to see it go through. And I'm just so excited for it all to come through. Yeah.
And any little insider personal story about your life? Did you grow up here in Columbus?
Yep. I grew up in the Westerville, Columbus area. And I've lived here ever since. I lived in New York for a little while doing an internship. But I've pretty much been here ever since. I'm a performer. And so I love to live theater.
Wait a minute. Let's hear about this, because I love those stories like that just really bring you to life. So no wonder you're so good with people in that environment that we have. So share a little bit about your performing.
Yeah, so I started in middle school, just doing like school plays and things like that. And then I went to high school, did kind of the same thing, almost dropped out. I was so scared and nervous and anxious all the time. And then as you kind of grow with other performers and stuff, you just kind of like lose that a little bit. And it's just, it just turns into fun. And you still have that anxiety, but it's
just... You capture
just,
those butterflies right, and you exactly. use it for good energy.
Exactly. And I feel like I use that every single
every day
of my life.
Yeah. and I think that's such a good point to bring out as a performer, or even out there in the salons talking to new people that you don't know. You always kind of have those butterflies, or you're always a little afraid, you know, and you just have to just continue to do it and learn how to really harness that, those feelings of a little bit of, you know, it's scary, you know, to take those bold moves or to be up on stage in front of an audience, but you never not have that.
Right, exactly.
You have to just keep doing it.
Exactly, yeah.
And so that's been a really cool kind of area of your life as well to bring into the work environment.
Yes, absolutely. I think they connect in a lot more ways than people think, because when you're on stage, especially like improv, and that's something I've been loving for many years, it's just like connecting with normal people, because you don't know what they're going to say and they don't know what you're going to say.
Yes, and isn't that crazy?
Right.
I know even for me, when I've sat through some calls experience in the guest experience center, that you never know what they're going to ask. And sometimes it's like, well, wow, I can't believe that they would ask the question like that. But yeah, I can see where they would be like needing that information or not really understanding.
Right.
So you never know what's going to come at you.
Yeah, day-to-day salon life is definitely something that I was never prepared for, but it's been fun. It's been so much fun.
And I think after learning all of this about you too, what a great opportunity for you to do classes for us on improv. You know, really, you know, how do you pivot? How do you react? How do you hold your composure when there is a situation you're going through, or a challenge, or how do you make it fun? Because I think that's what I see in you too. I just see the spark of fun and vibrant energy that is always coming out of you, which people want to like get around people like that. So you definitely share all of that, which is nice. You don't hold it only for yourself. It's obviously that you both are so passionate about your careers. And, you know, tell our listeners what you love about what you do and why you love doing it and working here at Penn Zone. So let's go ahead and we'll start with Michelle.
Awesome. Yeah. So probably my favorite thing about working at Penn Zone is just, you know, coming in as a new team member. the team has just been so welcoming and wonderful. I love the fact that I get to help super talented and passionate individuals find an organization where they can fall in love and they can grow. So I've had just the best time being able to connect really incredible people in the community to an incredible job. I mean, there's so much longevity on the careers here at Pennzone. You see people who've been in some of these roles for 10, 20, 30 years plus. Yeah. So getting people into that role where they can grow, they could potentially grow here for the rest of their lives. That is such an uplifting feeling.
Oh, I love that. You know, and I was just thinking as you told that story, I can't wait for it to come full circle for you. Because I know when you hire the talented artist and the therapist, you're still staying connected to them. I know we've talked a bunch, you know, about a few of them that are out there now. And I can't wait for like 4 or 5 years to pass. And it is full circle moment for you where they do reach that goal of their dream, you know, level and making, you know, not only the money to provide for themselves and their families, but really they have those moments of changing lives and making a difference in our community. And they come back and say, thank you to you because you're the one that introduced them and brought them along the way.
Absolutely. A really kind of moment like that very early on where I overheard a conversation of Opal, our new Beauty Zone artist at Gahanna, and overheard her kind of talking with a social host about how she got into the position. And just hearing the excitement in her voice, recounting her whole experience from the first time we talked on the phone to how nervous she was for the interview and how excited she got for the phone call to then seeing her every single day in the Beauty Zone, changing those lives, helping those guests. She said she had, you know, a young girl in her chair where she was doing a makeup lesson for the first time and just having the best time. So that was a really kind of cool full circle moment for me. I was like, wow, just those little things that are just a very normal part of my day can really impact somebody else's entire life. I think that is so cool. And I never thought I would ever be in a role where you could change someone's life that dramatically, but it's so fulfilling.
Okay, Dustin, we kind of talked a little bit about the different roles that you've been in, you know, some major growth here at the company that you've, you know, seen your career go. So tell our listeners a little bit about, you know, why do you love to do, you know, what you do? And what is it that really empowers you and inspires you working here at Pennzone every day?
I think it especially started with the fact that I just love, and when I was in retail and anything, I love talking to people and I love talking to guests and, you know, finding out what's making them tick and, you know, hearing their stories and things like that, or just making their days a little better or having their personality, whatever, make my day a little bit better. But I think with especially the shift coordinator position, I get to connect more with these people that I've grown with for the past like 4 years. So the professionals and the other GEs and the management and whatever. And now I get to, just like the guests, I get to connect with them and they get to know me a little bit better and they get to ask me for things instead of me asking them for things all the time. And I think that's just a great give and take. And it's been a great connection opportunity for, I think, with everybody.
Yeah. And that's great that you're going to be able to be there now that you feel such a part of the family and the team, to really be able to, you know, ask the questions of, you know, what are your dreams and goals and help those people get it. Absolutely. And reach it, which that's so empowering too, as well. It takes it to that whole next level. And there are so many people that play that key part to ensure our guests have that world-class experience at our salons and spas. So, you know, tell our listeners about the different positions that we have at Pennzone that make the experience beyond 5 stars.
So for our guest experts, they truly bookend our experience for our guests. So important for that salon experience. They are the first face that they see when they come in the door. They are the last goodbye after they check out. So while our artist, you know, really works hard to create that connection with our guests, mm-hmm. our guest expert plays such an important role as well. And I really think it's what elevates our salon experience over anyone else in the industry, is that team that truly does care. We have so many incredible people in that role and they work really hard to know our guests and get to know them and get to know those little details about them and really kind of have that connection, you know, learning their names and remembering them when they come in the door. I think it's when they help them at any point in time, you know, from the check-in process, even if they're, you know, just grabbing them a beverage or something, I really think it helps to just elevate the entire experience.
Yeah. And I think it's so key because it's almost like, you know, always remembering our roots, our strong foundation of just being a small little company with just three people, founder Charles Penzone being a hair artist and just living a dream that he wanted to give that experience to the guest. And then this brand that just eventually over 52 years has grown larger, but yet still keeping all of those important elements of the guest experience that you just mentioned are so valuable to each guest that walk in through the door, but then each team member as well, because it's important if you know somebody's name. And it's important if you know what they like to drink when you're like, hey, I gotcha. And just all those little elements that I feel so proud, you know, from the moment they call in to the moment they walk through the doors and the moment they say goodbye, those positions and those careers in our brand matter so much. Dustin, you kind of talked about it a little bit, but can we touch a little bit more on what you really liked about being a social host in the social rooms? And what type of things would you do every day as the social host?
Yeah, so I think, like I said before, I think social host is one of the greatest positions, especially with a guest connection standpoint. But on a day-to-day, you're not only making people beverages, pouring them alcohol, whatever they want, you know, getting them food from the fridge, checking people out, things like that, that normal GEs do as well. But you're also keeping your eye on the whole social room to make sure that everybody's having a really good experience before and after they go back. And so I think it's just keeping the connection in the entire social room with everybody.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if somebody's out there waiting for 15 minutes and, you know, they know they're waiting 15 minutes, but maybe they want a drink, maybe they want whatever. So you invite them over to the bar and chat and whatever. But I think it's really just the person who is supposed to like connect everybody.
Yeah, it's kind of that glue that holds it all together for that great experience of our community. And I love now that, you know, we've launched the partnership with Premier Catering Events with Cameron Mitchell and adding back some of the food elements and really creating that environment of, you know, a social room.
Yeah.
You know, we never want our guests to be hangry when they're with us.
I don't want to be
here. Yeah. And then just the celebration part, you know, I know we have cocktails, we have mocktails, all kinds of fun little elements that do create that experience for just one person, or even when they come in with a group or friends, that little cheers or that little celebration that you really help to give them really creates and sets that tone for the day.
I've had so many guests come up to me from 2018 when we first opened up the bars all the way up until now who maybe haven't been in for a few years and then suddenly they see this bar and they're like, wait a minute, I can get a latte and I can get a salad from Cameron Mitchell. That's the craziest thing to people. And it is to me too. And you know, I going to Great Clips or whatever as a kid, it was like I never imagined walking in there and like being served food. And it's just the coolest thing because you do walk into places hungry. And you know, I have appointments and I go there and I haven't eaten, I haven't taken a coffee or whatever, but suddenly I get to walk in and now I have it. And it's just, I think that's added level of experience overall.
An environment, you know, and when you're out there at the social host, really taking care of anybody that's in your area, it really is that next level experience because we're inviting them to not just run in and run out. We're really inviting them to come and stay a while and create community, you know? So who knows? We'll probably have a couple people, you know, that will find their life partner in our social room.
Maybe. Wouldn't that be cool?
I know I've seen some in Dublin. It was great when we were there just a couple of days ago and it was a husband and wife and they were there together and they said, you know what, Debbie, this is now our date night. We come together, we both see, you know, Carol and, you know, I get my time with Carol and he can sit in the bar and have a, you know, chill and have a little cocktail. And then he gets his time with Carol and I sit here and read my magazine. I'm sure you hear and see stories like that happening every day in that social room.
I did have a man a couple years back and this was right before we had opened up the new bars and everything. And he was like, you guys should open up a sports bar in the basement. And then he looked at me and he was like, you tell Charles that. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'll let him know. And then we announced all that. I was like, well, there you go, sir.
There he goes. So then he's like, wow, my thought mattered or my feedback mattered. Yeah. And you know, I think even to explain to the listeners maybe that haven't been into our social room, I always think it's the heart of the salon and spa. But people feel so comfortable there with foils in their hair, with color in their hair, a face mask on. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Like, we're in the salon and spa, so you don't have to look like you're all ready to get ready to go out for a nightclub. I love that flexibility of, you'll see some people that look all dolled up because they just got done sitting there. But then you also see somebody that's, you know, in the middle of processing in a service of color or something.
Yeah, it's seeing behind the scenes right up front. And I mean, so many people come up with their foils and they're like, I'm so sorry I look like this. I'm like, you are in a hair salon. And believe me, I see it 8 hours a day. So I got you. But yeah, I think it's a great place where people do feel comfortable for sure. And the fact that they get their glass of wine too, it doesn't hurt.
Michelle, describe what it's like to work as a guest expert in the salon and spa environment. So take us through that typical day of what their role looks like.
Absolutely. So our guest experts start off their day. They are coming in and they are opening up the registers. They are getting the salon ready to go for a full day of guests, making sure everything's clean, orderly, set up for the day. Then when our salon doors open, you know, we talked about that they are that guest face. They are interacting with those guests. They are helping them book their next appointments, maybe even making a product recommendation or two, grabbing those beverages, really anything that they can do to help that guest level up that experience. From, you mentioned earlier, Dustin mentioned doing laundry a little bit here and there, kind of anything that can help the salon to function. So a little bit of here and there. I know not every day is the same day, not even close. So always kind of changing up what you do in a typical day there. And then they kind of end their day with, once every guest is out the door, making sure everything's clean, ready to go for that next crew. And that's it. That's kind of their day. It's, you know, nice, quick, easy, fast, usually, especially if there's lots of guests coming in and out. Definitely, you know, no idle hands. They are staying busy and that helps the shift fly by.
And I know we really empower them, you know, to really be a part of the entire team. I think, you know, something that, you know, because I was in a salon a long, long time ago that wasn't Penzones when I first got out of cosmetology school. And I know something that always impressed me, you know, coming from another salon environment, was the level of partners that we used to. You know, like, they might have to help a little bit with laundry and stuff like that, but we have those professional cleaning companies that come in every night for the salons that really help. And then too, in our salon environment, they're not also checking out the guest or checking in the guest and having to answer the phone because we have a guest experience center that is removed from the salon atmosphere, which I know in my previous, you know, salon environment, that was all a part of it. And it was almost like they had to multitask and really couldn't be in the present moment for that guest that was right in front of them. So I love those little tidbits about, you know, the guest service representatives, you know, in our salons and spas, because they really have the time to be there and really get to know the guest. Dustin, you are now a shift coordinator at our Gahanna Salon. So explain what it means to be a shift coordinator and what does a typical day look like for you?
Yeah, so
I know there's no typical days.
That's what I was about to say.
Even for the guest experts that we just talked about, like, there are really no typical days. Exactly. They're always, you know, it's always exciting because, you know, things always, something new always happens every day.
Every single day. You think that it would stop happening and then something new does. Yep. It's so interesting. So as a general goal for the shift coordinator, it's to work with the front staff and to work with the salon director and to make sure that every front staff person is used to their best ability, and then making the schedule on top of that and, you know, just kind of wiring things around that. Now, on a day-to-day, it's just, you know, I'll close the salon, I'll open the salon, but I'm dealing with making sure everybody's happy in the salon, making sure all the guests, professionals, GEs, whatever, are happy, dealing with guest concerns, if there are any, and things like that. And then just kind of just, you know, making sure everything's going smoothly, just like the director and co-director and things like that. And but yeah, I think as the general, it's just to make sure that everybody's being used to their full ability. And
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And being able to help them reach that full potential. And then I loved it. Like you said, you know, there might be a challenge, a guest concern, but I know you guys are empowered to take that and flip it into an opportunity, which is so empowering to be, because we all know we're only human.
Exactly.
And guess what? Humans make I don't want to really say mistakes, but you know, a situation happens and we usually pick ourselves up and we learn from it and we move on without judgment. There's no wrong or bad thing. There's just some things that just might need tweaked and learned from for the next time something like that arises around that.
Right, exactly. There's so many things day to day that are just out of our control. And, you know, I think a lot of the times the guests understand that too. We're a business just like any other. And, you know, even though we are very hospitality oriented, we're just like any other business. And so things happen and, you know, we deal with it and the guests deal with it and we work together. And usually we come to a good conclusion. And that's what I always like to see.
Because that's such a win-win.
Exactly.
You know, and I think just setting that tone and having that, you know, mutual feeling with our team and with our guest is... We are humans trying to deliver this amazing gift and service to you, you know, and we're trying our best and we'll always continue to grow and learn in that. So I know I talked a little bit about it with Michelle and the team, you know, at Pinzones here, we have a guest experience center, which is responsible for taking our guest calls and scheduling appointments. So Michelle, tell us a little bit about what a day in the life looks like for the GEC.
Yeah, that's such a great question. So a typical day in our GEC does consist, like you said, of answering those phone calls, booking, canceling, confirming all of our appointments, answering questions any of our guests have about services or specifics and kind of any other salon happenings. With our new location in our innovation office, we are actually right across the parking lot from our Dublin salon. So on their lunch breaks, our GEC workers can, you know, pop over to Dublin for a quick discounted service on their lunch break or after work even. So this team is incredible over here. They're very self-motivated and detail-oriented and really just kind of being that first touch point for the guests. And again, taking that out of our guest experts in the salon. It's a separate space, so they are really able to give the guests on the phone the full attention, as well as our experts in the salon can give the guests the full attention by separating that out.
And I know we have a couple different departments over there as well, because I love it too that now we're all together in this, you know, innovation office here at the one building for Pinzone, you know, Charles Pinzone Incorporated. What other departments are over there? Because there's kind of a career path there as well. I mean, I look at some of the team over there and I can remember Miranda and Leah, you know, when they first started and now seeing their career paths kind of grow and change just in that guest experience center.
Absolutely. So in a similar role to what Dustin works, there is a shift coordinator position that kind of does the same role as in the salons, just over at the GEC. So runs very operationally similar. We also do have special events coordinators who are in charge of booking those awesome bridal packages and on-demand events, getting coordinated with our artists to send, you know, the best of the best to make someone's special day the best. And then eventually working your way all the way up to that director level, operates the same way as a salon director. She coordinates everything within the GEC and handles it all, making it run exactly as any of our salons do, except for just not as guest-facing, all on the phone.
Yeah, and I know I was over there yesterday and I was so excited because you were there training and welcoming two new team members. And you had a little area over there just for some of our training before they actually go out into the salon and spa locations. So they have this really great space with you where they can train and learn a little bit about the computer system, about any kind of, you know, processes and systems that they need to know before they actually have to go out and live it. And how do you like that space? Is that kind of nice over there too?
Yeah, absolutely. The new space in the GEC is right around the corner from the rest of the innovation office. So it's awesome to be able to work hand in hand. We've really gotten to know the team there just in a couple of short weeks that we've been here, supposed to being kind of separated, really working more. And again, to kind of create that community feel with the GEC and the innovation office. So the space over there, I know we do have a training area where Victoria works really well with our team members to get them up and going, as well as all of our, you know, computer stations for our guest experts where they have their own little space that they're able to work and operate out of. So it is nice to kind of have that new space here in right of the heartbeat of the new campus.
Yeah. And I love seeing because here's the new team members and they're getting to actually personally meet all the guest experience center team members. So really to put that face with the new team member that's going to be out there, you know, doing skin or massage or hair, It's such a great first start to really get to know the whole team too as well and celebrate that new team member and be able to speak like, oh yeah, she's ready to go and I met her already on the phone. It really makes that connection seem like family, which we are. So let's talk about career growth because this is a big one for us. I am just so proud. I've been here over 34 years. Ah, I know. And I think back and I see so many of the team members that have grown with us. A perfect example is Rachel Carty over in the Dublin. Well, she was at a Dublin salon director, but now she's actually helping globally with our salon directors. But she pretty much grew up with us because her mom was a hair artist at Pennzone. So she's second generation Pennzone. And just seeing her, you know, move through, you know, 16, 17, 18, all the way up now to being a mom and the different roles and positions and career path that she took, as well as, you know, I can see so many of our senior directors that actually assisted me. Amy Miller is a perfect one over in Gahanna. Yep. She was my junior stylist when I did hair. And so I got to see Amy as first coming in the company as a junior stylist and training for a full year, getting out and being that stylist, designer, director, and now senior director and one of our top artists in our company.
I was going to say, now I hold her to the highest regard of trainers. So yeah.
Well, I never let her forget. And it's funny, you know, Chuck and I, when we're in there talking to guests and going around, Chuck is like, oh my gosh, here Debbie goes again. She can't not tell Amy Miller's guest that I trained her really well because she was my junior stylist way back when she first started. I told her, I showed her all the little special things to do with your guests to keep them long term. So, but yeah, so it those career paths and career growth is so important to the future of our brand. And I think it has been that foundation that we have. So tell us a little bit about what you guys see some of those opportunities being. Dustin, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so even like a GE standpoint, I know when I came into the salons, I wasn't expecting to really grow. I was like, oh, this is just another job. I just come from Target.
And was it a side gig for you?
Not really at the time. I was kind of, I guess. I was in college, still am. And so it was just kind of like something to get by. And I had never been in a salon before. So I was like, you know what? I'll just give it a try. I have a friend who works here.
And I love that friend recommendations.
Yeah.
And I'm telling all the listeners now, if you are a Pennzone guest or if you work for us, please, please, please brag about us, recommend us. Because I have seen, you know, really great data that shows when a friend recommends you to go work at a company that they believe in or that they're a part of that community, it makes you take that first step to reach out and do the application. So please brag about us if you've had good experiences and been a part of our team. Let him know, just like Dustin. If that friend that he had wouldn't have said, hey, work at Pennzone, we might not have you. So that was important. I love you sharing that. You know, what brought you and got you to take the first step to, you know, do the application and say, especially, you know, as a guy, you've never been in the salon atmosphere at Pennzone.
Yeah.
Which I think everybody feels welcome here. Every single person.
And that's how I felt. The first time I walked into Gahanna, I was like, you know what? This is like, it's such a big salon. It's so scary. But now I feel kind of welcomed and connected. And I'm like a family. I think my first day was one of our big like meetings for all the GEs. And we just like, so I was like, oh, wow, this is just much different than Target.
Yeah. And they all welcome the new kid.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so that was so much fun. But then, I mean, looking at it from now, you know, going from position to position, I was like, oh, this isn't career growth. I'm just moving through the salon. But now looking back at it, I'm like, okay. I did grow a little bit and I think it's growing me as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And so much opportunity in the future still for you. And I think that's empowering to be able to show it's never just an entry level position. It is that foundation of building a career. And as our company grows and continues, we'll always grow. I'm looking forward to the future of once we have Gahanna pretty much up and running, the new location, now we're ready to roll. All the hard stuff was, you know, the past couple of years that we've been through, reinventing the brand,
yeah.
Totally innovating the concept in the salon and building that whole new foundation for the future. So great. And we all love perks. And I can't say it enough about our brand. And when you have a career here, the perks are endless. I know you talked a little bit about our discounts that we do and the perks for any team member that works here. but also just knowing we hired a new expert over in the Dublin salon for makeup and skin expert, Tyler. And I know, Michelle, you even got to be a model, right? And like, that's free. We are always hiring new team members in nail, massage, hair, whatever it would be. We're always using our team members to be models. And who doesn't love to be a model? So talk a little bit about the perks for our listeners. Like, what are the perks? If I'm a GSR, what are the perks for being here?
Absolutely. So yeah, exactly like you said, when we are bringing new artists onto our team, they do need to complete a certain number of models before their books can open. And who better to be models than the team right here? Happy to volunteer at any time. So really great opportunities to get those free services. Even just our regular services prices, I mean, $10 haircuts and $20 color services.
What? At Pennzoil? Seriously, I need to see a oh my God right now. Seriously? $10 and $20? I could get a $10 Pennzoil haircut or a color for $20. That is crazy. If you put the price tag on that,
the discount is insane.
That's pretty crazy for our team to know that they have that expertise to really support them in that role. And I think the bond that it builds, I know when I was behind the chair as a hair artist, I loved spoiling our GSRs and our guest experience center team and even our innovation team because I knew that they supported me so much. And I wanted to say thank you. And it just built that bond of that family bond even stronger.
Absolutely. And that's such an incredible way too. You know, even our guests who are currently with us, they are looking for something, maybe a little something extra. It is such a great place to work. And if they already are in love with our brand,
yeah, they're already getting it done. Like, whoa, that could be a great little discount. And you get to work in this fun environment that you already feel a part of our community already.
And just a couple other things to touch on as far as our perks. All of our retail products for our associates are 40% off, which is pretty nice as well. And we do have those spa discounts up to 80% off. Paid vacation for our team members after the first year. Same with health insurance, 401k, dental, vision insurance. So many opportunities for building that as well. Any of those more HR benefits, I guess I would say.
I love all those extras because those extras do start to add up. And then it is very powerful for building your career here to have all those extras start to layer on top of all the benefits. And it's powerful for us to be at that place where we can offer those to the team members and to the associates, like you said. Well, we've gone over so many wonderful opportunities and career paths today. So do either of you have a favorite memory from working here at Pennzoil?
I would love to share mine. It was actually just not that long ago, a couple of weeks ago, when we first got into our new space here, the one, our new innovation office. We took a Friday and we had a little champagne toast where we got to hear more about the history that came with this building, the history of the brand and where we're going next, which is always so cool to hear. You're not just working at a company that's stagnant, you know, they have the plan for this year, the next 5, 10, 15, kind of all already in the works, which is really cool to hear. And then we had a really cool bonding moment where we all painted our hands and did a handprint on canvas that is actually displayed in the office. So a really fun moment. I mean, when was the last time you had paint on your hands? Probably for me 20 years ago. So a really cool moment there. And then just, you know, getting to sit down with everyone, have that lunch, kind of really get to connect with people on that a little bit deeper of a level, especially after moving and a little bit of, you know, hectic times, kind of sit down and really be present in that moment and really get to share with everyone. So by far, that has been my favorite moment, just kind of having that step back, settle into the new space and really appreciate where the brand has been and where it's going.
Oh, you know, you just melted my heart. I think it's so important and has really been a part of our new culture is really setting intentions, taking those moments to be present. And really celebrating each other's lives and bonding and being creative. You know, I love bringing in different activities like that because we're in the beauty industry, we're in the fashion industry, we're artsy, we're creative. Like it's so exciting to be able to bring some of that in. And I know with this past year with, you know, my husband Chuck having the art studio in this lower level building here, we really wanted to share that with the innovation team. You know, some of that creativity and how it just inspires you to be a kid again, kind of. You know, let's do some painting with our hands and get dirty and get creative with the color wheel. I can't wait to show a picture of it because it really did bring out people's creativity. Some people started doing more like tie-dye colors or, you know, one bold color, or kind of like started to bring their personalities out too.
Oh yeah, I loved it. I thought it was so cool. And it was really fun to kind of see everyone just a little bit more out of their shell. Everyone's painting their hands and being silly and just hanging out. It was a really cool moment.
And I guess for our listeners, because you might not know, right now we're sitting in the innovation office. And this building in 1991 was launched as the first Charles Penzone, the Grand Salon. So way back in 1991, this building put us on the map. The Today Show, Inside Edition, and even People Magazine. I was so fortunate. Of course, you heard my history. I was here as a hair artist when People Magazine, I was in the picture and on the Today Show. And I can remember all that excitement. And, you know, with the future of the company and COVID kind of put everything on hold last year. And the building's been kind of sitting here just waiting for us to come back and bring it back to life because it has such great history and such great bones here. Mm-hmm. So that day was so special. And a moment for me was when, you know, Chuck got to talk about bringing his parents here to show him this building way back when and share that with so many of you that, you know, didn't get to see the building in its glory days. And now we're bringing it back to those glory days and even better. So thanks for that moment. That's a truly meaningful moment to me as well to hear. Okay, now we're going to put the pressure on you, Dustin, because that's a pretty powerful moment.
It is.
So, but you've been here for some pretty powerful moments.
Yeah.
You know, thinking back to 2017 when you came to work with us. So what is a memory really was, you know, a moment for you?
So sitting here thinking about it, I think mine's a lot more specific and it's very much to me. And I think it's probably a similar moment that a lot of our GEs and people that have been here a long time have probably had as well. We have a longtime guest who has been coming to one of our senior directors for years and years. And when I first started, and I tell everybody this, when I first started, it was like probably my third, fourth day, just got off kind of training. I was kind of on my own a little bit. And she was making her way up to the front and then she was just kind of standing there. And I was like waiting for her to come up to me. And then I realized, and as she was looking at me, I realized she was waiting for me to tell her, it's time, like you can come on up. And that, she taught me so much about the guest service experience. And so she even told me that when she came up, she was like, I was waiting on you. And I was like, oh, I am so sorry about that. Yeah, I am so sorry about that. And then she came up and she handed me her credit card. And, you know, we were kind of talking back and forth a little bit. And then I took her credit card and we used to swipe them. We now have chip readers. and I put it back on the table and I just kind of let it sit there. And she looked up at me and she was like, I gave you the respect to hand you my card. So I want you to hand it back to me. And I was like, and I wasn't mad. I wasn't upset or anything. It just like clicked in my head. And I was like, you know what? You are correct.
That is a learning moment. Yes. And what she was doing is because she knows the Penzone culture that she was kind of saying, okay, Dustin, you're kind of new. And this is how we do it here too, because you were new, just right out of training. You can't remember every single step or everything like that. And it's so empowering that the guest cared so much about you that she wanted to help you learn all of that.
And at first glance, maybe I probably would have been like, oh my gosh, maybe she's just being mean. I'm new, whatever. But then she, you know, she looked back up at me and she smiled. She's an older woman. And she just said, okay, I'll see you next week. And then suddenly, and ever since then, I have seen her most weeks since then.
And she's so proud of you now because she feels a part of our family. She feels a part of our culture.
Exactly. And I just love seeing her. And she's my favorite person who comes into the salon. And now it's like both that senior director has this client for life. Now I do too. And that's just, it's the best thing.
And I think, again, it just really shares the importance of our guest service experience at the wrap desk, at the welcome desk, on a phone conversation. And I can't tell you how many times when Chuck and I are out in the community, we have other business owners say, wow, I hired this person because they were a guest experience service representative with you guys as their first job or as their job in college. And then they came to us in our industry, which is totally different with that career path. And we saw that they had that experience on their resume of working at Penzone's. And we know how you guys are about guest service and training. And right there is a perfect example. Those moments of that learning, that'll follow you wherever you go, is, you know, really having that experience of respect and customer communication and people skills and that hospitality training. It goes everywhere with you, and not just in your career. Moments like that, you can take that home with your personal relationships too.
I think the whole guest GE, guest professional relationship is all about hospitality both ways. And that was the moment, I think, for me that set this job apart from just being, you know, someone checking somebody out to, oh, I'm a part of the whole hospitality experience. And it really has. It really has in day-to-day life and my family and my friends and other jobs I've had and internships I've had. It's just set me to the point where I'm like, oh, I know how to connect with guests now. And it's about taking that extra step in just a little way. And it does matter, obviously, because she showed me that it did.
Yeah. And those little steps build the relationship and empower you as a human to connect with others. And it's more. I love how you said that. It's so much more than just checking them out or checking them in or taking a phone call. Hopefully I feel, and I think that you've said it, you're empowered to improve lives from the outside in.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How can someone listening connect with us if they're interested in really getting not just a job with us, but a career with us?
Absolutely. So one of the easiest ways to probably get connected with me and getting to see a little bit more about what I do and a little bit more about the career opportunities at PennZone is to follow me on Instagram, which is careers at PennZone. But they can also send me off an email, which would be hr@charlespennzone.com. And I respond to that relatively quickly, probably within about 48 hours.
Okay, that's great. And all of our social media, of course, and all of our website is really, you know, great for anyone out there too. Just to kind of get a little sneak peek and behind the scenes of our brands. And we have some blogs on that too. And yeah, I love following careers at PennZone because Michelle is always out there and about and doing some fun things. And you can really get to see some of our team and see what they're up to. So please, please follow her and connect. Well, I'm excited to be here right now with a special guest. I just kind of pulled her into the podcast. So listeners, she was not expecting to be on this podcast, but I thought, how could I not do this? We have an intern that's been with us this summer here at PennZone's Innovation Office. And Emma, I know I put you on the spot and you're interning with us, but I'd love to just hear a little feedback. I thought, well, gosh, we've been talking about it. And to really hear from somebody that has experienced it for the first time, can you share a little bit about your intern and what you're doing every day here with us?
Yeah, so I'll kind of start from the beginning. So I grew up in PennZone's, going to the Dublin Salon location, and I knew kind of from a young age I loved hair. And so I'd always talk to like my professional about it, and I was like, I just love it. Like everything about it, it's so pretty. I would cut my Barbie doll's hair when I was little.
Me too.
My parents would come home to hair behind the couch that I cut of my own. And so she was like, you should get into cosmetology. And I was like, you know, that'd be so exciting. So then she actually left the company and is now my teacher, which is so exciting to kind of grow up with her. And so I just knew like PennZone's was where I wanted to be. And so I applied for a position at the Guest Experience Center just to kind of get a foot in the door. And I was telling my mom, like, they don't do interns, you know, but I feel like I'm supposed to be doing something here. So I was like, you know what? Who knows? So we reached out and they were like, you know what? We will see what we can do, which was super exciting. So I talked with Colleen and Michelle, and then I know they went kind of through you. And so I think that's kind of what sets this business apart, is that above and beyond service and willing to try new things, you know, since it's not something they do, trusting me at such a young age, getting my foot in the door was so exciting. I'm 17, so, you know, I'm young and trusting me. So then I started interning at Gahanna on Mondays, doing some like shadowing and then bringing in some guests with Micah. And then I also intern with Sky now on Thursdays at Dublin.
And Sky's a hair artist at Dublin.
Yeah, she's a designer or director. Now she's a director, yeah. And I met her yesterday for the first time. So I kind of did like some shadowing.
And what are you going to do with shadowing with Sky then? You'll be there to kind of see how she runs her day and what goes on in the salon?
And so she's training me basically about like the shampooing that you guys do, which is something I know that sets apart from other businesses, is that shampoo technique that you guys use. She talked about how those like 3 to 5 minutes are just what kind of keeps the guests coming back, you know, that experience. And then she helped me with like the color Working on like the different lines, because I love color. It's my favorite part. So going back to the color room, I remember I was just like, oh my gosh.
Oh, so you feel like right now at 17 that you're starting to live that career that you've dreamed of.
Yeah, it's so exciting to be starting young and getting that experience and seeing it all happen. I'm like, you know, where I can be 10 years from now with the company and all of that.
I love that you're inspiring our younger listeners to, you know, go ahead and even if you are in cosmetology school or wanting to go on that career path, hey, 16, you can start working in the call center or getting out in the salon locations as a GSR and really living in that environment that you love, all about beauty and fashion and fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. You know, this opportunity for me has just been like telling my friends, you know, all of them are like, how do I get involved? You know, they're like, they do that. I was like, well, it's their first time, you know, so just hearing that and telling them kind of about what I get to do compared to some of my friends who are interning, they're like, you know,
I don't
oh
get to do that. So yeah, and it's really great. I love hearing from you that, you know, we really want to start fresh, new innovation and ideas. And we're willing to take that step forward with you and say, hey, we've never done it, but we're trying it. Let's do it and let's build it. So that all those other friends that want to join you, we have a place for them.
That's
as
what
well.
I love. Yep, the community is just amazing. The passion, just watching everyone love what they do. You know, the energy compared to other salons, just such a positive environment is what keeps me coming back for sure.
Oh, and I'd love to hear that you've been a Pin Zone guest for a long time. And now you get to actually be included in our inside family.
It's so exciting.
Well, Emma, I am so proud to have you here as an intern and to be able to provide some of these opportunities. And I'll tell you, I can't wait to see your career path with us.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm just excited about this opportunity. So
you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
Of course.
Thank you for listening to From the Outside In. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information, you can follow me on Instagram at Debbie Penzone. I'm Debbie Penzone. You are exactly who you need to be.